From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry directly called on China Thursday to stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea and halt construction efforts on disputed lands. During a regional forum of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia this week, diplomats again struggled to agree on a joint statement on the territorial dispute. Kerry called it essential to maintain freedom of navigation overflight in the region.
I reiterated America's strong support for freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful uses of the sea. These rights, I would remind everybody, are universal rights, and they must be respected by every nation, large and small.
Kerry urged the countries to commit to stop the construction and militarization of features in the region to lower tensions. Kerry told reporters the United States has a strong interest in the South China Sea and the way the disputes are addressed. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution that aims to identify those who have carried out chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Kerry made the announcement Thursday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, shortly after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian regional summit. The resolution, which could be voted on as early as this week, would create a panel to investigate who is responsible for a series of chemical weapons attacks during the Syrian civil war. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is attempting to carry out a fact-finding mission on the attacks, but neither it nor the UN currently have the mandate to assign blame. This is VOA News. A group claiming to be Islamic State militants has released a video in which it threatens to behead a Croatian hostage if the Egyptian government does not release Muslim women from jail. The video shows a man wearing an orange jumpsuit kneeling in front of a masked militant holding a knife. The man reads aloud in English from a note identifying himself as Tomislav Salopek, a 30-year-old father of two. He says the Islamic State captured him July 22nd. Authorities in Afghanistan say a military helicopter crashed in a violence-hit southern region Thursday, killing 17 soldiers, including crew members. Ayaz Ghul reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
Afghan Defense Ministry officials say a Russian-built Mi-17 helicopter was transporting soldiers for redeployment when it went down in the Shenkai district of the Zabul province. An official statement says a technical fault caused the crash in the violence-hit southern mountainous region. Afghan Air Force resources have been stretched since the end of the NATO-led combat mission last year. Speaking in Washington this week, NATO's Afghan Support Mission Commander, General John Campbell, said Afghan security forces continue to progress.
We started probably late on growing their air force, so we're going to be there for a while to continue to work hard on the air force.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Malaysia's transport minister says additional airplane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing from the missing Malaysian jetliner was recovered last week. Liu Tianglai says the newly found parts include seat cushions, window panes, and other debris. But while he concluded the items are plane debris, he could not state with certainty they belong to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Earlier, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed that a flaperon found on a Reunion Island beach last week was a part of the missing Boeing 777, which disappeared 17 months ago without a trace. First debate of the the 2016 U.S. presidential race will take place Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio, when the 10 leading Republican candidates face each other on national television. Billionaire real estate businessman and television personality Donald Trump, who has quickly seized momentum with his bombastic personality, free-willing campaign style, will be at the center stage for Thursday's event. Trump will be joined by two former governors, Jeb Bush of Florida, Arkansas Mike Huckabee, three current governors, Wisconsin's Scott Walker, New Jersey's Chris Christie, and John Kasich of Ohio, U.S. Senators Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz, and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.